This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury with
Christine Wong.
We're asking you, what meals or treats did you enjoy the most from your school's canteen and why? Get us via WhatsApp and Twitter and Instagram if you know how to do it. At BFM Radio is the way to do it on Twitter and Instagram. Of course, WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. You've got a few minutes left yet. Let's have a look at Instagram first, Chris. What have you got?
So on Instagram, we've got a DBRHYW. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it as a word. Who just says Roti Canai. Diana Sugar says KFC, i.e. canteen fried chicken. 1 ringgit per piece and it is super delish. Ariel underscore AZ says everything because I'm hungry. Been there. Eric Chong JT says Roti Canai. It was so cheap at 60 cent each. I'd buy 3 a day for lunch and eat it with curry.
What?
Yeah. Stephen HSL says wantan mee. A lot of stuff inside and it was delicious. Only 1 ringgit 20 years ago. Samuel Yu says protein like chicken. Jalan Kuang has 2. Kacang putih in newspaper cones for only 10 cents. And fishballs poked through chopsticks dipped in chili sauce. And Grace Yap 024 says roti telur cheese and sausage, absolutely delicious. We've got PDX3156 who says curry chichang fan as well. Cheap and tastes so good. I still love curry chichang fan to this day. And Kuching Sanghet, amazing, amazing, amazing name. Kuching Sanghet says popsicles for 5 cents. Best treat after class is over. I'm in my 40s. Oh, wow. What a trip down memory lane. I forgot about all the ice cream.
Right.
Honestly, like the Milo truck, and there was a rainbow paddle pop that I was very invested in as a child.
Over on Twitter, Michael Chang has said, nasi lemak bungkus or mihun goreng ad telomata. Something about eating that even now brings back memories of spending what little pocket money I had on in the canteen. I know a WhatsApp just sneaked in whilst I was talking there as well from Karen, who says, sago with kacang or sweet sauce.
Oh, sago. My gosh.
There you go. Keep them coming, folks. You've got a few minutes left yet, about 10 minutes left. Final story of the day, then, before we have to wrap up. EMCO seems to be the word of the year as local states and districts move in and out of the dreaded lockdown imposed by the government. As a reminder, the end of one EMCO in no way guarantees another won't be imposed with immediate effect. Under the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases Act, we could see entire states being put under these orders until the end of 2021. I'm sorry to wrap up like this, folks, after all this discussion of tasty food. However, the government will still be able to impose an Enhanced Movement Control Order, EMCO, on any area with a widespread COVID-19 infection until the end of the year under the Prevention and Controls of Infectious Diseases Act, if indeed. This is after the federal government gazetted an extension to orders issued under the Act from the 2nd of August to December the 31st, 2021. For any law or order to be enforceable by authorities, it must be signed by the minister in charge and published in a federal gazette. So, in this case, the order was signed by Health Minister Datuk Sri Dr. Adam Baba on July 21st, the day the cabinet revoked 6 emergency ordinances. Sources within the government said these powers were not an extension of the emergency, but are ministerial orders under Act 342. In the Federal Government Gazette, the order is cited as the Prevention and Control of Infectious Diseases, Declaration of Infected Local Areas, Extension of Operations Number 2, Order 2021, just in case you wanted all the full details. Lastly, the Health Minister's powers to assign the order are provided by Section 11 of that Act. If you missed that part, head over to our website where we'll have the podcast up for you a little bit later on, just after 1 o'clock, of course. Now, Chris, how many more have you got over on Instagram regarding our main story?
I have one more.
The meals, the treats, did you enjoy from your school canteen? What have you got?
Yes, I've got one more message here from lots of E's, who says, keropok ikan because it's cheap, 20 cent per pack, delicious and hits the spot. I gotta agree with that. This is really making me want these foods for lunch now, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. I was just talking to Chris and reminiscing about when I was a kid, there was this meal that they served. I say meal. I don't even know if I want to call it that. And it was in primary school, and it was rhubarb crumble, which already by itself is not the tastiest of things. And it was served with custard, except the custard was pink.
Do I want to know why the custard was pink?
No, but the more I think back on it, the more I think there's a reason that they started taking food colouring and additives out of school children's, you know. But yeah, it all seemed to be about the E numbers back then. It was like, you know, what's this ingredient? Oh, you had to look
Were they sort of going for like a Teletubbies type?
It was this was before Teletubbies, Chris.
Oh my goodness.
Way before Teletubbies.
Well.
Now you know how old I am. Anyway, time for us to wrap up. Folks, if you did miss any part of this show, we will be uploading the podcast shortly, just after 1 o'clock. And you can get it via the website, or you can download the BFM app if you haven't already and have a listen back there. Of course, the main story was about how 30% of school canteen operators have already called it quits, with many more potentially on the way. That was our lead story. We followed that with
MyCC monitoring food delivery platforms.
And then, of course, we did wrap up with we're not free from EMCOs just yet. There's a potential for them to spring up at any point if there's a cluster or anything in certain areas. Now, don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, Breakfast Grill replay. Equity crowdfunding allows regular investors to enter the world of early stage investing, a world that was accessible only by private equity, venture capitalists, or high value investors. Capital raised on equity crowdfunding platforms jumped more than 457% to 128 million ringgit, and half of that was raised by PitchIn, making them Malaysia's leading ECF platform. They raised 60 million ringgit in 2020, almost three times more than in 2019. That said, given the uncertain times we're in now, can PitchIn continue their 3x growth? Find out with Sam Shafi, the co-founder and CEO of PitchIn, when they spoke with the Morning Run this morning. The replay is coming up just after 1 o'clock. To take us up to the top of the hour, it's Better Than Ezra with Good. On behalf of myself and Christine Wong, join us tomorrow for Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.